Part 1, Tones. In this section, we'll explain the tones of the Thai language. Thai has 5 tones, and the tone is integral to the pronunciation of the word. However, if you're just beginning to speak Thai, it's okay if you don't pronounce all of the tones properly, as people will usually be able to understand you. First, let me introduce our Thai speakers. This is Stup.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
And Wit.
สวัสดีครับ.
Thai has 5 tones, and there's also the factor of vowel length, which is very important in the pronunciation of the language. All words in Thai have either a short vowel length or a long vowel length. In this book, words with short vowel lengths are marked with asterisks, and these words have a short, cut-off pronunciation. Long vowel length words, which have no asterisk here, are held out longer. Now the 5 tones. Number 1, the mid-tone. Words with a mid-tone are pronounced in your normal speaking voice. This is the mid-tone with a short vowel length.
Yang.
This word means still or yet. And the mid-tone with a long vowel length. There's no asterisk.
Yang.
This means rubber. Now say both of them together so you can compare the long and short vowel lengths.
Yang. Yang.
Number 2. The low tone is lower than your normal voice. Words are underlined. First with a short vowel length.
Ge.
This means to undo. And with a long vowel length.
Ge.
This means old, used for people only. Now say them both again.
Ge. Ge.
Number 3. The falling tone starts high and moves down to your normal speaking voice. Words with this tone have a line over the word that curves down. First with a short vowel length.
Kao.
This means to enter. And with a long vowel length.
Kao.
This means rice. Now say them both again.
Kao. Kao.
Number 4. The high tone is higher than your normal voice and rises a little at the end, especially when it has a long vowel length. Words are marked with a straight line above them. First with a short vowel length.
Mai.
This is the interrogative word, put at the end of questions, and with a long vowel length.
Mai.
This means would. Now say them both.
Mai. Mai.
And number 5. The rising tone starts low and rises up to a mid-tone. First with a short vowel length.
Lai.
This means to flow. And with a long vowel length.
Lai.
This means a lot or many. And finally both words.
Lai. Lai.